Thanks so much for being with us, Representative Edgeman.
Yes, well, it's my pleasure. Glad that we could finally connect.
So it's been about a week now since the House settled on an operating budget for the state, and the version that's been sent off to the Senate contains some pretty big cuts. Can you tell me what were some of the biggest concessions that you had to make as you were putting this document together?
Well, there were many concessions, in fact, but to put it all into perspective is a $5.3 billion operating budget that basically saw about $230 million in state funds, what we call unrestricted general funds, pure state dollars that were taken out of the budget. And it did impact a number of programs. There's no question about it.
When we last spoke with you in February, we talked about education funding, and you said you thought it would probably be spared from the most drastic cuts, just since it's priority kind of across party lines. And where does that stand as your budget is going into the Senate?
The final say on education funding usually comes down to the very last few days of session, given that it's such an important item and it's a huge negotiating item between both the House, the Senate, the governor, all the school districts, all the special interest groups, and all those interested in K-12 funding. You know, at least in my estimation, say that it's a bit premature to look at it as a final package. But the funding that's going forward does not include the money that was outside the base student allocation increase that we slipped into House Bill 278, the omnibus education bill from last year.
To that end, I know the university system is facing some pretty steep reductions, and I wanted to ask about how rural pieces of the University of Alaska system could be affected by some of the reductions we're seeing.
Well, that's been a huge concern of mine personally, and as chairman of the House Bush Caucus, we have discussed the importance of keeping the rural campuses viably funded. In the House, we were able to soften the reduction from $34 million to about $25 million to the overall university system statewide. That's still a big hit. It's a bigger hit than I would have liked to have seen. But I do think there are some strong proponents on the Senate side that may work to, perhaps bring that number down lower. And then we would agree in the very end to pick and choose between the House and Senate numbers. You know, I think you hit upon a real important question. Because it's so difficult to cut the budget, and there really aren't a lot of places to cut the budget when you get down to it, other than totally dismantling state programs and services and entire divisions and state agencies and things like that, that a lot of times the cuts go to where it's more expensive per capita to do things, or you know, services are less centralized, and that means Bush Alaska. And I can tell you that the Bush caucus has met regularly, and we're very vocal on making that known to people, far and wide, not just here in the Capitol building, that, look, we don't want rural Alaska to take the brunt of the hits, number one, and we don't want a lot of these essential services just to go away for rural Alaska. If there's going to be reductions, it has to be proportionate to the bigger communities, programs like the campuses, all along the coast and the interior and southeast play a pretty vital role in terms of providing higher education to rural residents.
The higher cost of living and doing business out in Bush, Alaska, I think, is a big part of the reason why the state's considering relocating the Alaska State Trooper vessel Stimson out of its home port in Unalaska to Kodiak. And this is a proposal that's come up multiple times now. What's your opinion on the benefits and drawbacks of relocating that vessel out of the Aleutians?
Chairman of the Public Safety Budget Subcommittee, we were part of that discussion. The last 2 years, we were able to hold off the transferring of the vessel, and the department was very intent on making that happen. This year, we simply were not able to do that. And as I explained to the mayor and others here recently, it was my sense that if it didn't happen this year, it was definitely going to happen next year. The alternative being cutting state troopers and other positions in the budget. Now, am I happy with it? Absolutely not. Am I done fighting for it? No. I'm working with my counterpart in the Senate to look at all options. I'd like to see it stay in, but we're in a huge budget deficit down here and having to make sacrifices in virtually every corner of the state budget. And it's a very difficult choice to make. And, like you say, it has a direct impact on the community of Unalaska, and that's the community that I represent.
So obviously that's a controversial issue here in Unalaska, but there's sort of a national issue playing out in the legislature right now. Governor Bill Walker campaigned on a plan to accept federal grants to expand Medicaid in Alaska, and he's introduced legislation that would make it possible to add more low-income residents to that health insurance program. I wanted to ask where you stand on that, because when Democrats tried to attach that to your budget bill as an amendment, it failed mostly along party lines, but I read that you voted against that proposal.
First off, let me say that I support Medicaid expansion. But like every other legislator here in the building, the cost of Medicaid statewide have virtually gone through the roof. This current budget year, I think we're putting in $700 million to fund Medicaid alone, and that's without expansion. Back to my vote to not support putting it in the budget, clearly the votes weren't there. So I voted to, along with a number of the other majority caucus members, to have it come forward in a bill that would both address the expansion of Medicaid as well as the reform of Medicaid. And as we have now seen, the governor has put a bill forward. We do have an item to discuss. I think the temperature in the Capitol has been turned up on Medicaid expansion. And as we steer into the last month of session, it's going to be a very fascinating discussion.
When we last talked in February, you'd made an interesting remark about how a lot of Alaskans didn't really seem to grasp how severe the state's financial situation is right now. And I wanted to ask if it seems to be sinking in.
We have seen a lot of high-profile editorials in the papers. We have seen certainly a lot more people come through Juneau in the last 60 days or so. And I can tell you that everybody that comes in my office, including the Unalaska delegation here very recently, gets walked through a quick tutorial on the budget and how severe our deficit situation truly is and what our long-term prospects could be and how we may have some very difficult choices to make on the revenue side of things. But I would still support that earlier comment that by and large across the state, most Alaskans virtually have no clue. This whole up and down cycle, one year we're on the edge of a fiscal cliff and the next year oil prices rebound and we're back into surpluses or the concern has gone away. I think there's a lot of Alaskans, rightly so, who may be viewing this as another one of those up and down cycles, when in fact, I assert, I don't think it is. I think this is more longer term and more fundamental in nature.
Well, thank you so much for being with me. That's Representative Bryce Edgman.
Thank you, Lauren. I look forward to the next time we get to talk.